Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Before we get into open phones, though, we have to remind everybody, tomorrow is a big, big day at Smart and Final in Westwood, or West LA, on Pico, just east of the 405. Jesus Christ.
Oh, no.
You got to turn that off.
Well, let me hear.
I can't. I'm going to throw up.
You can't look at her?
Holy Christ.
Well, she's a good reporter.
That is. Might be a decent reporter, but that's a tough look. Candy Crowley from CNN?
Well, I don't think you... Let's just put on...
Whoa.
Whoever this dude is.
What happened there?
She's a big girl.
Jesus.
She was talking about politics, reporting from...
That's a huge bitch!
Yeah, that's please. A big girl to be called Candy, man.
Well, she's a good reporter. And she was
Cotton Candy Crowley.
She was doing a report on the debate last night. And I think probably with all the years she's been at CNN.
She should change her name to like Good and Plenty Crowley. That's a tough look.
She might be.
And that's as good as it gets. That's on CNN with makeup.
She might be above being reduced to her looks. I mean, with all the years of. Journalism that she's done on television, and I mean, maybe she'd probably rather you listen to her report and maybe learn something about her report.
Well, then put her on radio
or appreciate, you know, the perspective that she's providing. But you know, to literally put your hand over your eyes.
I couldn't take it.
Like the screen's breaking or something.
Candy Crowley, man, Cotton Candy Crowley. All right, folks, live from West Los Angeles, it is John, Jeff, and also Leo. I believe John is with us. John, how are you, sir?
Hey, Tim. Hey, Brian. We're still here at the food drive. We're going strong. We're going long. We're going to be here till Sunday. Pico and the 405, Smart and Final. Come down, donate. It's Thanksgiving. You've got to come down.
All right, and you guys are going to be there all day tomorrow. Is that correct?
We're going to be there all day tomorrow. We're going to do a very special broadcast with Leo Quinones at 7 o'clock tomorrow night.
Now, people can bring, obviously, go into the Smart and Final and buy food, or they can just make a cash donation. Right, John?
Exactly. They can make a cash donation, or they can go right in the store and just buy some canned food or buy some peanut butter. They can get some Jif peanut butter. It'd be great.
All right, now it sounds like it's very loud. Are you inside the store?
No, I'm outside right here at the lot. You know, we're still working the food drive. People are coming down. It's great.
Well, we had Macadocious here. He's been here back here for a half hour. He said you guys shut down about a half hour ago.
Well, Tim, I don't know what you're talking about.
Where are you?
I'm at Smart and Final. We're doing the food drive.
Well, wait, hold your phone up to the speaker. What's going on in the background? Where are you?
All right. I'm at Plan B in West Los Angeles. It's right down the street. They have the hottest Asian women here, and they have the best prime rib steak you've ever tasted.
Yeah, I believe you said, John, on the air, you were commenting on the best meal that you've ever had.
Well, it was actually at the Smart and Final broadcast a year ago from yesterday. Some women from Plan B came down to donate some money, and I told them that the best meal I ever had was a prime rib steak at Plan B in West Los Angeles.
That's also the place where they have the buffet, and it's the only buffet in Los Angeles, I think, that has a sneeze guard and a pube guard.
All right.
Now, do we need to pretend that he's at Smart and Final anymore?
I think we have to, yeah.
Okay. Well, all right, come down to Smart and Final tomorrow and Sunday. Donate, do all you can. It's Thanksgiving, for Christ's sake.
All right. Well, you enjoy yourself at Smart and Final.
You can come down here, Brian. They have some hot Asian women.
All right, man. Look at you. All right, you enjoy yourself there, Johnny.
All right.
All right, take care.
Tim? Are you there? Tim? He hung up on me again. You know, these guys, every single time, they have to make fun of our show. They have to out me for I'm not there.
Who's he talking to now?
I don't understand this. Yes. Yeah, let me get a prime rib and a couple of lap dances, too. No, not you, the Asian woman. I only like Asian lap dances. Okay? Is this still on?
There he goes.
Hey, it's John and Jeff here.
Jesus Christ.
He's get, right, getting Asian lap dances. I mean,
John and Jeff.
He's just picking lap dances from the Asian women there. I guess.
Know what he's doing.
Well, he goes to Thailand and he's into Asian women.
He likes them.
I mean, you can't really begrudge the guy for what he's into.
Asian chicks are pretty hot. Yeah. All right, gang. It is time for the best setup man in the history of radio. About to take us into our last hour here before the big Thanksgiving Day weekend. Here he is, 21 years in the business, Brian David Whitman, man.
All right, gang. It's Friday night, man. And got that effing food drive going on, man. But tell you, I got to be honest with you, man. Jesus Christ, man. I like to end the week with totally open phones, man. Anything you want to talk about? Anything that we talked about? Maybe you thought we should talk more about, man? 520-9710. Maybe you got Triple H Jones, motherfuckers, huh? Wake up, Triple H, man. 520-9710, you mother effers. God damn it, this food drive. Mother effers. God damn it.
All right. All right, we have some breaking news here. Again, open phones,
520-9710
and 888-520-9710. There was an earthquake in Santa Barbara, a 3.4 earthquake, I believe, centered almost in downtown Santa Barbara.
Are you serious?
Yes. Yeah, I'm serious, Doug. I'm looking at the news. But we'll have more on that. But anything you'd like to talk about, 520-9710.
I'm not doing this anymore.
Hey, Dougie, please. I'm also looking at the tips that Jimmy Costello gave us for Hollywood Park.
In the beginning of the show, he gave you some tips. How's it going?
Well, in race five, he liked the 2-horse and the 8-horse, and neither one of them came in first.
Ooh. You freaking sons of bitches!
Dougie, please. In the 6th race, he liked the 4-horse. And the 4-horse came in 4th.
God damn it!
So I think he's out of the pick 4 by now. He's 0 for 2.
Oh, no.
In the 7th race, did he get the 7th race right?
Get your freaking act together here!
Well, he got the winner right.
Oh, he got the winner, okay.
Yeah, the other choice, he picked the 1 and the 8. The 1 won it. The 8 came in 3rd.
What did the 1 pay?
So he got that.
The 1 paid, I think, $940.
Oh, that's pretty good. All right, he's 2 out of 3 in the pick 4. And anybody who's had any experience in the pick 4
980.
Knows that that's not good. That's not where you want to be going into the 4th race.
Right, but to pick the winner, though, I mean, he did pick the winner. I mean, so he's doing
in one race, right. 1 out of 3.
All
that's
right.
Not bad.
You
mother-effer,
shut me up. Hey. You want an answer? Oh,
no,
you
just,
want an effing
we're talking.
You want a goddamn come down there, you mother-effing see I'll come down there, shut the F up.
Oh, no.
I was asked a question. You want an answer or you want to shut the F up? Shut the F up! Oh, you effing turds! You're a bunch of turds! You shut the F up! Shut the F up!
I do miss that on occasion. Okay. I tell you, man, that Doug Steckler had tons of energy.
Was that one person in particular that he was yelling at, or was it?
It was one guy he was yelling at, yeah.
Okay, all right.
What happened was, for people who don't know what that tape is, it happened about 3.5 years ago. We were doing a live remote at the Vault 350 down in Long Beach.
Right.
And everybody from the station was there. Tom Likas, Adam Carolla wasn't with us then. Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. Doug Steckler, myself, John and Jeff.
Right.
And doing a thing called the Think Tank.
Sure, yeah.
And somebody in the audience said, hey, Doug, do you think you'll ever get married again?
Oh, that's a fair question.
And Doug said, no, I probably won't. And then the guy said, if you ever do get married again, do you think it'll be to a guy? And Doug said, excuse me? And then the guy said, I think he called him a fag.
Oh.
And that's when Steckler blew up.
All right, Doug Steckler, will you ever marry?
No, I don't.
Hey, whoa. Don't keep calling Steckler a faggot.
No.
What's wrong with you? I think those are aimed at me.
No.
That's a homo.
No. Come
it's
up here.
It's homo.
Come up here.
It's homo.
It's homo.
Come up here. Come up here, you brave person.
Yes!
Check the palm of their hands.
Come up here.
All right, Doug.
You know what? you are one of the biggest a-holes I've ever known because you think you're cooler because you have sex differently than other people.
All right,
you know what? I'll tell you something. I have never, ever, 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 ever. My, you know, my life is as solitary as it is because I don't.
Why don't you talk to him after the show?
Wow.
Oh, goddamn.
Now he's going to blow.
No.
Like
Dan,
Mount
don't
St.
Let
Helens.
Him go. Don't let him. Oh, Jesus.
He's jumping
Christ.
Down off the stage into the crowd.
Doug Steckler is
not a good idea.
Stole from the stage.
Not a good
into
idea.
Into the pit.
I think he hurt himself.
Oh,
you all right, buddy?
Doug, come on up here.
At his age, he shouldn't be jumping around.
Busted
like that.
His leg pretty good.
Doug, honey, come back up on the stage.
Can we help him up?
Somebody push his butt or something. It's better leverage.
You know what?
Shut the F up! You want an answer? You want an effing answer? You want a goddamn come down there? You mother effing see! I'll come down there! Shut the F up! I was asked a question! You want an answer? You want to shut the F up? Shut the F up!
Oh,
you effing turds! You're a bunch of turds! You shut the F up! Shut the F up! You want an answer? What's the question again? I'll answer it.
All right, gang. Let's talk to Johnny in Redondo Beach on 97.1.
Hey, Brian. Hey, Tim.
Hey.
Hi.
Yeah, hey, can I get a couple of old baboos from Jerry?
I think we have a couple of new ones here too, right? I think we have some old. That's the old one, and I think we have a few new ones as well. Jerry, look for
I'm Babu. I'm Babu. Jiggly star, I.
Babu
too high. I'm Babu.
Father of the year, man.
Well, it's very sweet, that tape.
All right. Darren in Garden Grove, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, boys. Good evening. How you doing?
All right.
Good, man.
Hey, first, congratulations on the number one spot. In
Thank
LA
you, man.
Yeah, man.
Long time we waited for then.
I
checked
it.
Out that website last night, too. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a good website.
I always read just the normal spot you get to on the website, but checking it was pretty cool.
Yeah, man.
Hey, something I found on YouTube that is really hilarious. I just want to share it with the listeners.
Perfect.
You got to look up prank phone calls to C-SPAN on YouTube.
Oh, those are the best.
It is unbelievable, guys. I was watching it tonight, and I don't think I've cried so hard. It was so funny.
Those are always the best because those guys, they're always very conservative. I mean, not in their politics, but in their mannerisms.
And they let you speak. They just kind
of
let you go.
And then
all
these guys call up, and it's all live,
tight.
And they blast away.
I've never seen so many uptake guys get so upset, and I think all your viewers will really appreciate it.
That's a great idea, dude. Darren, we're going to send you something here, dude.
Randy's going to go get those right now, by the way.
All right, we're going to try to play them on the air. we're going to send you the WWE SmackDown,
yeah, man,
versus Raw for the Xbox 360.
Oh my!
My 8 and 10 year old will love it.
All right, it features ECW. I don't know what that is.
That's Extreme Championship Wrestling.
Wow, a tough as nails game where not only can you fight your favorite WWE superstars, but you can also live the life of one too.
Sure.
Go to SmackDown. VSRaw.com. SmackDownVersusRaw.com.
Oh, my goodness.
Chris in Anaheim, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
What's up, dudes?
Hey, dude.
Hey, Whitman, can you give us another hit of the Tom Mumford show?
Oh, yeah, we'll play that for you again.
You want another hit?
Yeah, this is...
I need another hit.
Okay, hold on. All right, this is... Tom Likas doing the opening for the Mumford Show.
Right. Well,
Mumford and Mary.
Mumford had sent this guy, I don't know where he does his radio show, but he had sent his CD of his tape of his show into the station, and we were playing it on the air, you know, giving him tips on how it might be better, and Tom Likas, you know, told him to change the whole introduction of his show, and Tom was pretty, kind of tried to take him under his wing.
Oh, yeah. All right, here it is, gang. It's the Conway and Whitman Show. Open phones, anything you'd like to talk about, 520-9710 and 888 520-9710.
Yeah, man.
It's Conway and Whitman live on 97.1 Free FM. I haven't heard the opening yet, but I bet... If you did the opening for Mumford, I think it'd be a better show.
Yes. Well, I would recommend to Mumford to get some up-tempo music.
Yes.
And an announcer. Now, of course, the announcer will use my name. But this is how you do it, Mumford.
From Los Angeles, it's the
Mumford Show.
Oh, God.
And now, here he is.
Mumford. Thank you for tuning into the Mumford Show. This is where America gets together to talk about the issues you really care about. It's a different kind of radio talk program. We're the radio talk show that is not hosted by a right-wing wacko or a convicted felon. No. I am your host. Write down our toll-free telephone number. You're going to need it. It's 1-800-5800-MUMFORD. 1-800-5800-MUMFORD. Here we are together again on the radio. Thank you for joining me. I am Mumford, and thank you for being part of the program.
That's so classic. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Anything you'd like to talk about, 520-9710. And 888-520-9710.
Look at these totally open phones, man.
Yeah, man.
I said it, man.
You Sal. Know,
yeah, I said it.
In, is it La Cañada or Altadena?
That's me.
All right, man. Welcome
Hello,
to the show.
Sal.
Hello, dear.
All right. So. Sally.
All right, what do you got, dude?
Hey, I wanted to congratulate you guys. I called you guys last week. You guys sent me a movie. Wanted to say thank you.
Oh, you're
congratulations
welcome.
On your number one spot. I've been
thank
trying
you.
To call you guys before, but you guys
thank
have been
you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank yeah, you, according to LARadio.com, the most listened to evening radio show in Southern California.
Yeah,
everybody.
Man. I said it. And it's thanks to nice people like Sal who listen every night and to those who voted for us on the website at laradio.com. I don't know exactly how many votes we got, if it was a squeaker, because we beat Al Rantel. He came in number two. I don't know if it was a real close call. Do you have any information on the numbers, Tim?
No idea.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
I have them. We have them at where I work.
What do you got?
You guys won by like 3 points or something. Okay. Like that.
All right. Well, we'll take it.
All right. We'll
yeah,
take anything.
Yeah, that's hilarious. I was listening to you guys last night, the Family Feud. I got home. I worked late, and I had to wake up my wife. She wasn't too happy about that, but I told her she had to listen to it. But
you woke her up to listen to that?
Oh, yeah, the Family Feud. She's a big Family Feud fan. I said, you have to listen to this.
That is so nice. Wow. Hey, Sal, do you want to play the feud?
Please.
Yes. Let's play the feud!
All right, Sal. We appreciate the call, buddy.
All right.
All right.
Guys.
Take care of yourself, man.
Keep up the good work.
Thanks,
thank you.
Man. There he goes.
Woke the wife up. She probably wanted to kill him.
Ugh. My wife woke me up to listen to that. I'd strangle her.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're going to play the feud.
I mean,
it's gonna be between you and I.
Oh.
The Family Feud.
So you really want a feud?
All right. Let's talk to Razzle in Oxnard. You're on 97.1. How are you?
Congratulations to your number one spot, you guys.
Thank you. But is it R-A-Z-E-L-L-E?
Yeah, it's Razelle.
Now,
right.
Razelle, you know, there used to be, when I was a kid, I don't know if they're around anymore, there used to be a candy called Razzles.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. I'm the same age as you. Wait a minute, I know exactly what you're talking
about. Yeah, it was like gum. I mean, it was like, but they were called Razzles. So
it was.
You know, it's really weird, and you can confirm this because you've been over to my dad's house and... But my dad, when I was born in 1963, and he was toying with Tim Jr. or Razelle, and he was going with R A Z E L E.
Uh-huh.
And you have another L in there.
Right, he has two L's. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
That's weird.
Hey, hey, Whitman.
Yes, Rizzo.
Man, I think one of your most hilarious impressions is Don Imus. And if you would let me explain why I think it's so hilarious.
Yes, I was actually going to ask for an explanation.
Don Imus out for the eye and my good friend Sean McCord, that's you.
All right, so you were gonna tell him I was gonna ask for an explanation and you were gonna provide it.
You sound just like him. I mean,
LA Times thought it was him.
I mean, to a T, you sound just like him all the way down to when you mumble, because he sounds like he be mumbling sometimes.
Well, he does mumble sometimes, so I'm a big fan of Hibbs.
I'm 28 minutes now before they are. I am Imus in the morning.
That's how he identifies himself. I am Imus in the morning.
Did you watch any basketball this weekend?
No, I was watching some girls' basketball over the weekend.
What game did you watch, Ivan?
Watching those girls from Rutgers, man. And also, I tell you, man, some big girls, man. Yeah, yeah.
Well, they played Tennessee.
Well, the girls from Tennessee, they were kind of cute. I mean, they looked like they were afraid to win. Yeah, all 28 minutes out for the hour. I was on the morning. I was like, Imus in the morning.
66 WNBC. Yeah, man.
Thanks, you guys.
Thanks, Razzle.
You know what was great? WNBC, when I was a kid in the 1980s in New York, like Howard Stern used to be on WNBC in the very early 80s, they would play music like they would play, you know, it was on AM, though. You know, never do you hear music on AM anymore. But they would play like, you know, you'd hear.
Is that right?
Yeah, Imus, you know, talking up songs and everything. It's such a great. It was a great station.
Now it's Imus in the morning.
Yeah, and that jingle. And then they play something from the 80s like Hall & Oates or something.
66.
Yeah. It was one of the first stations when I was a little kid, like a little radio pig. I used to call the number. And the disc jockey would answer the phone like on the weekend, and I couldn't believe it. You know, I couldn't believe it.
You couldn't believe it?
I couldn't believe it.
All right, let's talk to Benny in Garden Grove. Benny, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Howdy, boys.
Oh. Hey, howdy, Bonnie.
How you guys doing?
Good.
Hey, are you guys going to be doing anything out here in Orange County anytime soon?
We have a remote in early December. Well, we got one at Ski Dazzle at the end of the month. That's L.A. Convention Center. And then we're going to be at KCAL. Then we're going to be at the Kings game. And then we're going to be at the Commerce Casino, which is fairly close to Orange County, the 605 and the 5.
Right. I mean, probably could make that one, right? Come out and
see
us there.
Come on by.
Yeah, what are you guys going to be doing at the Commerce?
A live poker tournament.
Yeah, man. Giving away stickers.
Oh, man, I don't know nothing about poker, but...
Are we going to give away stickers?
I think we're doing it on the 30th of
November.
November.
Right, yeah, right.
Is that a Saturday or a Sunday?
I think it's a Thursday.
You know what, sir?
Maybe it's a Friday. I don't know.
I don't have a calendar handy. I think it's a Friday, though. I don't know what the...
No. It's you know what? It's in December because we do KCAL, then Ski Dazzle, then the Kings game, and then it's like December 13th or so.
So that's going to be for you, Benny, a great opportunity to come and see us.
Will you not hit the microphone like that?
Yeah, that's audible. I'm sorry. To come and see us, Ski Dazzle. It's KCAL, which, of course, they won't let you in, so don't come there. But Ski Dazzle, stop doing that with the pen, please.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I would love to come see you guys. Hey, I had one more thing for you. I called you guys earlier this week about your, what was that, Tim, your favorite TV show? TV.
Yes.
And I had the answer when the girl answered the phone. I forgot her name. I told her Kitchen Nightmares, because when you said Frosty loves the show, too, I knew right away.
It's a great show. You watch that program? Man.
Yeah, I love that show.
Chef Ramsay, man.
You see Finn McCool's on Tuesday?
You donkey.
That's classic,
anyway,
man.
You take care of
me. How about that one where he goes, green hamburgers kill people. All right, thanks for calling, dude.
All right,
take care.
I really should watch that.
This sounds like an Indian drum, right?
Well, it does. It sounds like a bongo almost.
Like a rain dance thing. You don't like that? Wouldn't that be nice on the whole show?
I think it's a little irritating. I mean, to the listeners might have a different perspective on it. But
All right, let's talk to Robert in Ontario. You're on 97.1.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
Hey, Tom Likas.
Hello, Robert.
Hey, I had a question about what you guys think about bankruptcy.
Well, Now, what do you think about bankruptcy? Why, are you going to file for bankruptcy?
Yeah, Mom, I'm thinking about it.
How much you owe?
About 35.
35 grand. Oh, yeah, you might want to get into it. Credit cards mostly?
Yeah, basically just one big line of credit.
Oh, one big one. I don't know. Yeah. I wouldn't do it over one big one.
Right. Like now, can he make an arrangement like to a payment arrangement instead of filing for bankruptcy? Because if you file for bankruptcy, is it 7 years?
What was it, Jerry?
It was December 6th, 1994. Orange County became the largest municipality in U.S. history to declare bankruptcy.
Jesus Christ. What is wrong with you, Jerry?
Have you run out of oxygen in there? All right. I don't know, Robert. We're not specialists here. You got to call Second Chance Financial.
Yeah, man. You know, because I heard about him on the Likas show.
And on Stern.
Yeah, and I thought, you know what? Those are a couple of guys I admire.
Yeah.
So I would give them a call, Robert.
Second Chance Financial.
Before you do anything drastic.
Yeah.
All right, and what's the newest on the beef with Tom Likas?
I have no beef with anyone. I'm not feuding with anyone. I don't mention him. He mentions me. He's mentioned me a few times on his show, but I don't hear it. I don't listen to his program. And I don't mention him. So.
All right. Thanks, Robert. We appreciate the call, buddy. Let's talk to Cliff. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
What's up, you two hoes?
Yo, what's up? Cliff.
Timmy, I wanted to thank you for the compliment you paid me about a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
Mentioned my name. You said there's only a couple people that you actually like that call in. Me and some guy named Tim. I think Tim or
what
Tim
up, Cliff?
That's no problem, dude. Yeah.
I may have been on pills.
You're awesome,
you might
man.
Have been, but yeah. then it's all good. You
he
know?
Did
I
mention
to plastic bags like crazy. Exactly.
What's up, Cliff?
When am I coming up to the studio there, you guys?
The studio? It's gonna have to be. You know, we're gonna be on vacation, Cliff. So it's gonna have to be after that.
After that.
And you know, the holiday season is here, so that's a busy time. So
yeah.
You know what I mean.
Actually,
I'm 23 minutes now. Friday.
When do you want to come in?
Any Friday night. You tell me, I'm there.
All right, hold on one second, dude.
Okay.
And
haven't we met you, Cliff?
No, we haven't.
No, Cliff's a good
guy. I
haven't
had the honor.
All right, hold on one sec. Jerry will arrange it.
Okay.
All right, hold on one second. All right. Hey, Randy, turn Jerry's mic on.
Hey, Cliff. Hey, what's up, dude? Hey, how you doing, man? Oh, good. Oh, thanks. Yeah. Yeah, well, hey, so here's the thing, actually. I wanted to tell you this before you actually got your hopes up too high, because the guys actually, they're not actually in L.A. Yeah. No, see, yeah, they actually, right now and for the next actually couple months or so, they're actually in Alaska. I know, it sounds crazy, but yeah, well, we're kind of like renovating the studios here, and that was the cheapest place we could go to. So, yeah, they're going to be in Alaska for like actually the next couple months.
Perfect.
So it probably, yeah, you know, I'll get back to you, and maybe we can set something up later, but I mean, you know, we'll send you out some stickers or something too, so don't worry, man. Oh, yeah, no, oh, yeah, definitely, I am very hot. Trust me, yeah.
Oh, God.
All right, man. All right, I'll talk to you later, dude. Bye.
Jesus Christ.
Wow. Did Cliff tell him he was hot at the end of the call?
I don't know what happened there. Jesus Christ,
what?
Man.
Oh, no, Cliff asked me if I was hot, and I said, yeah.
Oh, boy, oh, boy.
Hey, Jerry, you got a pen on you?
I do.
I want you to write a phone number down here, dude.
Okay. Go ahead.
You got a pen?
Yeah, right here.
Okay. Let me see here. It's area code
Tammy.
323.
Okay.
I don't know if I can get that number out over the air.
Well, what is it? Is it a place of business?
Yeah, it's a very good question, Jerry. Is it a place of business?
Yeah, it's the Groundlings Theater. And they teach improv. And
probably could go to their website. You could go.
I'll find it online.
Groundlings.com.
Right. You might have to.
Oh, here's the number. 323.
Okay.
934.
All right.
4747.
934-4747. 3-2-4.
Yeah. The Groundlings have a terrific improv school.
Yes. Very good program.
And here's my American Express.
Give me that
number. American Express. 3725-68 and expires 10-11.
Yeah,
October in 2011.
Said it, man.
So get over there, Bubba.
We'll see you over there, right, Jerry?
Yeah, we'll see you at the ground level.
Yeah, I'm looking it up right now.
I think they do weekend shows. Maybe you'll get into one of their shows and you'll come and watch you.
Yeah, they got to fill. I just fill out the form online.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Good luck. All right, it is the Conway and Whitman Show. Totally open phones here, live on 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
Yeah, man.
Open phones, man.
Totally open phones.
You know what that means. Anything you want to talk about?
Yeah, man. Anything we talked about, man. Anything you think we should talk about, man. All
right. Barrel. Barrel's all I mess out for the hour.
Okay. All right, let's talk to, any chicks calling? Why is it all dudes?
Well, there's all dudes on the phone.
Jose in Van Nuys, another effing guy. How are you?
You guys are effing studs, man.
You're a stud, man. Look at you, man.
Hey, David Conway Whitman.
Yes, man.
I got to tell you, man, you are the best.
Thank you. I don't know who you're talking to, though.
Whitman, you are the best.
Oh, there you go.
You make me laugh all the time. I just want to tell you, you are great.
Oh, you're very kind. Thank you, Jose.
I just want to know, are you guys offering any internships there? I could take you some Chinese food.
Internships? Are you in school right now?
Yes, I am.
What school?
Valley College.
Oh, yeah.
And what are you?
How old are you?
Was it 19.
19.
All right. And what are you studying? I mean, what is
broadcasting.
Oh.
Wow. Yeah. You're 19?
Yes, sir.
Are you a single guy?
Yes, I am.
No, you're not getting any chicks, man? I tell you, man.
More than you, Whitman.
Yeah, all right, man.
There you go.
Guys ain't getting chicks,
all right,
man.
Jerry, please. All right. Hold on. Hold on 1 second. Wait, turn.
Oh, no. Is he going for it?
Turn his mic on. Turn Jerry's mic on. Randy, turn Jerry's mic on.
Hey. Yeah, hey, what's up, Jose? Hey, dude. Yeah, man. No, I heard you on the air just now. Yeah, well, actually, what I was going to ask you was, it's kind of weird for me to ask this sometimes, but, yeah, I was wondering if, you said you're a single dude, and I was wondering if maybe you wanted to come out to that stuff-a-truck with me for
a while. Oh, God.
Wow.
Yeah, we're doing a good thing. We're trying to help the homeless out a little bit, and, you know, the foodless.
Foodless, he says.
No, yeah. Well, actually, I was thinking we could make an evening out of it if you're interested. I mean, I could take, you know, we could go out to there and then, you know, we could go to the Grove or something, catch a movie.
He's always hitting these guys with the Grove. Always wants to bring them to.
Oh, yeah, actually, sometimes, a lot of people actually think that I look like Brad Pitt.
Tim, I can't listen to this anymore.
His look is the pits.
Yeah, I'm 5'9".
Oh, Christ.
I bench press all the time.
Right.
Yeah, so my abs are like.
He's talk about his money and his convertible.
I drive a convertible. I drive a silver convertible.
Oh, my gosh.
And no, actually, yeah. Well, don't worry about the money issue, man. It's on me.
Oh, you know, he's going to be like.
It's good to make new friends.
He's going to be like a sugar daddy for this kid in college.
I mean, afterwards, we can get a drink or so.
He talks about how tight his neck is and he needs a massage.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, man. Well, actually, you know, I was thinking. I mean, here's the thing: I'll take you out, you know, you think you can maybe rub the neck a little bit afterwards?
Oh,
because my neck's been real tight.
How forward? I mean, that is so forward.
Oh my god.
Yeah, my neck, it's been killing me lately, and I just need some good manly hands on that neck. Let's work it around a little bit.
Richard in Indio, you're on 97.1.
I'm a little pissed off at Whitman right now.
Yeah.
No reason to be mad.
He was making Leo, the movie freak, lose credibility on over there in Albertsons about us, the unfooded people.
Excuse me, sir.
We are defoodalized, Brian. That's the right term.
At Albertsons.
If you fill out an application and ask you, are you unfooded? Defoodalized, and you have to take yes or no.
I think it's an improper term.
No, wait a minute. Are you defoodalized?
Yes, I am.
There you go. So we're helping you out.
Fine. Whatever.
That's why it's going so slow right now because okay. Brian David Whitman was he made people lose credibility.
Sir, whatever you want to, sir, whatever you want to call yourself,
he's defootilized.
Go ahead and call yourself whatever you want to call yourself, but I don't believe the term defootilized is an acceptable term. Call yourself whatever you want.
I get it. Eric, you're on 97.1.
You had a question for Brian Whitman.
Barrow.
Yes, sir.
About your impersonations, do you know in advance if you can pull them off or not, and how much effort do you put into it before you actually give up?
I don't think
that's a good question. Yeah. No one's ever asked that before. Do you ever give up on one?
Yeah, I don't really sit and, like, do them. You know, I don't, like, sit and I know that some very famous impressionist, like, I think Rich Little, he would get.
Have you ever tried to do Howard Stern?
No. See, that's, I can't do it. Usually if I can't do somebody, I
can't. Have you tried?
No, not really. Oh. But I just, kind of in my mind, you know.
Who can't you do?
And, well, there's one. I don't do Howard Stern. That's an impression I don't do.
But you said you never tried it. I mean, who have you tried to do that you actually can't do?
Who I couldn't do? I don't know because, you know, I don't really spend time.
Can you do Louis Anderson?
Oh, you know I can do Louis.
No, seriously, can you do Louis?
See, what happened with Louis is I was just around him, you know, frequently.
Yeah, maybe that's what you got to do is send you over to Stern's show.
So
for
then
a
I
weeks.
Just started doing him, right? I just started mimicking him because I was around him. And the answer to the question is that, you know, sometimes I do it like in. You know, alone, if I want to try something, you know, in the car or something, Tim, you know, by myself, you know, I would do it.
Real quickly, here are the results of Jimmy Costello's bets.
Yeah, how'd he do?
In the fifth race, he liked the two and the eight. The fifth came in first. He lost the fifth race, lost the sixth race, and lost the eighth race. He got one out of four in the pick four. So congratulations to Jimmy Costello.
So is that good or?
Excellent.
All right.
He's the best, man.
Yeah, man.
One out of four in that pick four. Cleans up. I wonder what he won.
I said
let's see what he won here. One out of four in the pick four. It didn't go that deep this time.
Oh, so it's not so great.
No.
Stand by, America. Coming up, it's an all-new Gretchen and the Lukes. Yeah. The action turns to fun when the Lukes comes off the road. With something special in mind.
All right, gang, it's Conway and Whitman live at 97.1 Free FM.
Look out, Gretchen. Here comes the Lukes.
All right, you enjoy yourself there, Johnny.
All right.
All right, take care.
Tim? Tim? Are you there? Tim? He hung up on me again. You know, these guys, every single time, they have to make fun of our show. They have to out me for I'm not there.
Who's he talking to?
I don't understand this. Yeah, let me get a prime rib and a couple of lap dances, too. No, not you, the Asian woman. I only like Asian lap dances. Okay? Is this still on?
There he goes.
Hey, it's John and Jeff here.
Jesus Christ.